Did Stover Girl Go to Factory? The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 8th of April, 1914, page 14, column 2. Burns is said to have a statement that Montine Stover, the star witness for the prosecution in the Frank trial, did not visit the pencil factory on the day Mary Fagan was murdered. Homer Edmondson, the stepfather of the girl, told a reporter for the Constitution that he and his wife had taken Montine to the offices of Samuel Borstein recently at the request of persons interested in Leo Frank's defense. The purpose of the visit was to allow the girl to repeat her statement from the stand so that her evidence could be put in the hands of Detective William J. Burns. While in Borstein's office, Edmondson stated that repeated questions were asked of the girl that did not concern her evidence. Later, when questions directly related to her testimony were asked, the father and mother got up to leave, creating a bit of excitement. At this point, Edmondson said that Detective Burns walked in from an adjoining room with attorney Herbert J. Haas, a member of Frank's counsel. Edmondson and his family were proceeding through the doorway toward the elevator in the Atlanta National Bank building where Borstein's offices are located. Burns, according to Edmondson, spoke and began a conversation. "Did you think Montine actually went to the pencil factory the day Mary Fagan was murdered?" Edmondson quoted the detective as asking. "I don't think anything about it. I know she did," Edmondson said, he responded. "But she didn't go to the factory that day," Burns is said to have told the stepfather. "I know she didn't." At this, there were a few heated words from Edmondson, who left in the elevator as soon as it arrived. Burns has not disclosed the evidence he has gathered in his investigation. His final report is expected sometime during the later part of the week. A group of nerve specialists, including Dr. James N. Brawner and Dr. Hansel Crenshaw, visited the cell of Leo Frank yesterday afternoon. When questioned by a reporter for the Constitution, neither of the physicians would discuss the trip. Much mystery surrounds the visit. Members of the convicted man's counsel claim they know nothing of a reported examination of Frank by the specialists, while those associated with the prosecution say they were unaware that the physicians had been in Frank's cell until informed by a reporter for the Constitution.